Whether you're on top of a hill or in the valley below, you can reach it.
I'm receiving emails all the time now, listeners, and I have one here from Russia. Says, hello, I'm listening for Radio Cantina now, and the signal is good, but readability is not so good for him because he doesn't speak English. And he says there are many industrial noises around his home, and that's by Zachary Klutosov in Moscow. Thank you for that, Zachary. And received a call from Mr. John Campbell, who is from France, but currently in the UK. He is currently on his lawn. Send the call, listening to us with a good signal, and with a small receiver and antenna there. Well, good evening to John Campbell. Okay, we have a second part to the message from Pamela Lawrence, who is the Chief Education Officer.
In the teaching sector, secondary sector, there is one secondary school, that is the Prince Andrew Community High School, which caters to students of 11 to 18 classes. Being in a classroom function is the end of year 10, that is by law, the child has to complete the school year in which he or she is 16 years. Most students stay under to take CCSM in year 11, that is at 16 years old, and a number remain to do further studies from 16 plus at GCSE and AF or A level, or replacement studies in years 12 and 13. The school makes provision for persons to do daily leave, and also runs evening classes for further education and community education. In partnership with the Adult and Vocational Education Service. The Learning Support Centre is based at St. Paul and makes provision for students with special educational needs. However, as happens in the primary school, students with special needs are integrated as far as possible into mainstream education. Also, as in the primary sector, the secondary curriculum is based on the UK national curriculum. At the end of grade 3, age 14, pupils take steps in the core subjects of English, Math and Science, and other subjects currently studied include geography, history, home craft, physical education, art, writing, music, drama, political education and personal social housing for the centre of education. In addition to the core subjects of English, Math and Science at Kids' School, students opt to do a variety of courses at GCSE level. These may include business studies, agriculture, art and design, child development, food science, geography, information technology, design technology, and music, depending on staff and availability and demand. So from September 2007, the Finch Today will have additional vocational courses, including civilian girls, the VRQ, that is vocational and related qualifications, in mechanics, construction, and food. Additionally, the school offers on the accredited UK program, the ELSAM Award, to accredit their skills or experiences which are not normally accredited, and this program is offered to year 10 to 13 students. The curriculum for 16-18-year-olds is based around AFO level conversation courses, and subjects on offer at AFO level may include nursing, biology, physics, chemistry, environmental management, business and computing, depending on staffing available and on student demand. Vocational courses currently include building construction mechanics and catering and detail accommodation services. And there will soon be a program in place that will offer a full apprenticeship. And this is a part of the partnership with the new adult and vocational education service.
And we can hear more as time runs, the education officer after this. The new 16 number of 7 is
just received another email. Hello from Mantel Lee, southwest Finland, North Europe. Surprisingly good signal results here in southwest Finland. He says, I clearly understood that the Governor of Agriculture and Education Officer and Shortwave has been broadcasting during shortwave. And he says, it's one of those several to pick your signal, pick up your signal. And there's an email reflection to it later. So we're going back to the Palmer Mark for Chief Education Officer.
Now the new service, the Adult Indicator Education Service, or ABIS, as is commonly known, I'm thinking, is only 2 years old, and we're really excited about this service. It's responsible for coordinating and delivering adult indicator education programs to everyone in the community. The sector delivers international vocational qualifications in partnership with schools, developing the introduction of new qualification and related qualifications in the September, information technology courses, the community learning program covering further education and adult commercial and culture courses, adult literacy community, and also urban programs. In addition, the service provides localized distance learning and also all modules. And in addition, the service has arrived and partnership working with other agencies in order to provide whatever training is identified and continues to gain and priority for thinking and indigenous development. The management of the Farm School School and Living Activity Council is the responsibility of the Education Committee and is also managed by the Order Service. One site at the Adult Vocational Education Centre in Jonestown is the Library Resources Centre containing awareness on what's understood about adult and vocational education. The Department Chief Authority Officer says directly responsible for the Chief Education Officer is also based at ALA for the Adult Vocational Centre and delivers teacher training to communicate and coordinate the program of continuous professional development for teachers. The annual online social and training sector is based in the Council Building in Jonestown. Now this sector is responsible for most of the general mechanics and the social work for the school. This includes the procurement of resources and management of finances. The public library is also part of the general social and training sector at this time. The department is headed by myself and my Chief Education Officer, and all the successes of the respective sector heads. The Chief Education Officer is directly responsible to myself for the training program. And this morning, we are taking 600 students totally between the primary and secondary sector, and there are 27 qualified teachers in the primary sector and 6 in the secondary sector. To enroll, Nancy and Healthier Studies, as well as Children and Healthier Studies, are interested in any of our schools, parents and guardians of strong writing to the relevant sector education officer to be charged with any tasks in other schools. Department is responsible for tasks on the Federal Education Committee to be governed by requirements and the knowledge. And under this law, the Education Committee has certain design for responsibility to the Federal Department of Education Officer. The head of the Department of Education in Canada, and our telephone number is 2790. And our ex-friend is edu.com.lmfor.fu. Either your home to call him with care and command the box to help. I'm very known for amending the education review, which could include writing two living notes from 15 to 16 years. High on the department's current agenda is also to have in place an enhanced education service to my students based on a progressive competency framework supported by a continuous professional development program. This aims to obtain a balanced occupation of our qualified skills and experience, which, as a citizen, has been the biggest concern from the department over the years. All in all, education is happy to study hard to meet its needed short-term objectives, to meet the objectives of comprehension and governance, and welcome the science of education for the people of Central Europe, and having the biggest developers that will come as a result of the education, which we think is a fabulous department to work off and to work on, and to start working everybody in the department to feel safe for a lot of these attendees. And that's what it needs to do. It needs to be a little bit of not really guide and education on something new.
Well, I was coming in a little bit of an education officer, and the chairperson is just bring it up. I went to the station, and she has brought along with her the great function that we looking forward to it, I can see. Okay, just received another email. Just a note to say that I'm doing
somewhere nearby. mention the word German precision.
German precision, yes. is the entire world pointing to Europe. But I've also got an email from America and last week got an email here from Joel Atkins from where did we pronounce his name? U-A-L-L-U-T-U-A in the USA. And he's doing pretty well. And a little song here from Queen. And it's called We Are the Champions. In the studio at this point in time, I have my wife, who's taking down all of the pictures. Carlos Leon, who's the social manager. And this guy has been telling me now that I've been going up on about 13 minutes time. And must remind you to contact Radio Centralina. You can telephone the studio at 290-4542. I've got another track line up, it's you've been thwarted, Lord Hackled, another email message for us. Just a brief message to let you know that we are 8 out of your 8 Swedish fans in the North Hacking, 150 out of Stockholm listening to the French Listen, including the signals are wonderful here in Large Interpol. He says, we just had a few meters of snow, but no polar bear on the street as yet. And I think we got from Villa Irma. And I'm going away from 150 kilometers south. America as well. Well, Ukraine is